order of, say, 16-gauge coated wire at the automotive store and solder a connector on the end of that, plug that into the, and just bring the box with me and run that. And that way, when the end of camping season came, all I had to do was go back in the attic and re-screw the box on the end of the wall and reconnect the antenna that's stapled to the rafters up in the attic. Would that work? And I know we're winding up, but if people have time to give me a quick answer on that, that might be the better solution. And John, yes, I do remember well those fishing things. I actually have a couple of them out of the garage, so thanks. That's a good tip, and I may do that. And with that, I'll pass it along to the group, and AC2EX, Mike, this is KD2EME.
KD2EME, AC2EX. By the way, the antenna that David was describing, you might want to write down this number. It's AS-2259/GR. And if you Google that, there's a page, and you put homebrew in front of AS-2259/GR, and there's a PDF file on how to build one, and that's the antenna that they use in the military for this. Anyway, I wish you all luck in the world, and Bernie, congratulations on the new call sign. It's a little easier to say. Anyway, with that, I bid you all adieu, and have a very good evening. This is AC2EX, and I'm clear and handing it over to N2DED.
Thanks, Mike. This is N2DED, net control station for the Warm County Amateur Radio Club. Do we have any stations wishing to answer Stephen's question on disassembly of the Ultramax antenna and taking the matching network with him? I see no reason why it can't be done. It's done all the time, actually, Stephen. People change the length of wire on those all the time. And you just want to be careful the amount that you put on there and what it's rated for, as far as handling. But that's just my opinion. Are there any other stations wishing to comment on Stephen's question? One at a time, please go ahead.
K5ABI, in and out. W1PFC.
A1PR, in and out. Thank you, Frank, for giving us a check-in. W1BFC, go ahead and make your comment.
I think there might have been somebody else in there, too.
I believe that was Frank checking in and out.
I heard Mike in there, too.
Mike, did you going to make a comment as well?
Roger, after Bernie.
Go ahead, Bernie. And then when you're finished, please pass it to Mike. And then, Mike, when you're finished, send it back up to me, please. W1PFC.
W1PFC in the group. So, to answer your question, the matching boxes are, they just have a little stud on the side. I've got two Ultimax antennas. I've got the Ultimax 100 and I've got the Ultimax DX Extreme. The 100 comes with a 29-foot length of wire, and it's designed for, that's the one you throw in your backpack. I modified it on the advice of the guy that built the antenna to a 66-foot wire, and I've been very, very pleased with it. It works awesome. Okay, so with that being said, you can run any length of wire between 30 and 66 feet, leave the wire up and take the matching box with you. Just have lengths of wire wherever you go and tune the, hook up the matching box to it. The DX Extreme has a grounding stud and a counterpoise, whereas the Ultimax 100 just has the long wire stud. So, regardless of which one you choose, yes, you can take the matching box with you. It's just, hook the coax to the bottom, hook the wires to the studs, and you're on the air in about 3 minutes. Okay, up to you, Mike. W1BFC.
Roger. Everything I've seen on those says don't go any shorter than I think it was 33 feet. But, you know, 30 feet, that's a quarter wavelength on 40 meters. 66 is a quarter wavelength on, you know, 75. And even if you wanted to go longer, heaven forbid you can throw it through the trees, you know, do a quarter wavelength on 160. But the way they use, you know, try to, I don't know what they use with those. I know the par fed ones. I avoided those. They only look like they have 16-gauge stranded at the best. And so I went out for a 12-gauge stranded and make sure everything's soldered, but that way it can handle the power. You know, a little bit larger skin effect for RF. So that was only my 2 cents. But anyways, back to net control. A1BR.
Thank you, Mike. Steven, did that answer your questions?
Yes, yes, sir, it did. Thank you very much. And, Bernie, just so you're aware, the model I have is a DX Extreme, so I do have the grounding connector as well. And Mike, thanks for the comment on the wire. I guess I should go 12 as opposed to 16, although the TS2000 only puts out 100 watts, so would the 16-gauge be okay for that? It would be easier to string and transport.
I use 16-gauge here just because it's stealthier, and I run 600 watts, so I haven't had any problems yet.
Copy that. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it. Yes, John, net control, that definitely answered my questions, at least for now. So I guess it's back to the attic for me, and great topic for tonight, very timely and very helpful to me personally, and we'll see how it goes. I'll keep reporting to everybody when I get a chance to check in, and maybe we can check in on HF if I'm out there, although I don't think I'm out there on a Wednesday night, but anyway, we'll work it out. Thanks very much. Back to net control, N2DBD. This is KD2EME.
Thank you, Stephen. This is N2DBD. Net control for the Warren County Amateur Radio. Thanks for that. At this time, I'd like to thank all who have checked in with us, KD2BVA David, KD2EME Stephen, KD2AYQ Wayne, KD2FKH George, AC2EX Mike, KC0MMY Andre, W1BFC Barney, AA1PR Mike, and KA5VVI Frank. I would also like to thank the Warren County Emergency Services for the use of this repeater. At this time, I will now return the repeater back to normal casual use. I must say 7-3 to all. I hope everyone has a good night. This is N2DBD, Net Control. This net is now closed. Out.
Why, some see, did I miss it?
NY2MC. Good evening, Mickey. N2DVD. Just close it down, but if you got a comment, go ahead.
We just jumped in the car and we're heading home from Cub Scouts, so I always miss it every week. I just figured I'd try to slide in there. Maybe you could add me into your list and give you one more check in.
And that you did, my friend. Thank you very much. Good evening to you and Meredith. And that was a good topic, too, Mickey. I thought we had a lot of conversations previous to this, various people, and the topic was remote location or portable operations, and why people would use them, and the reason why people would use them, vacation and travel, camping, backpacking, and, of course, emergency communications and field day, which is coming up. So we talked about antennas and equipment, what kind of equipment would be used and would be the safest way to transport them. But I wish you could have guys made it. Go ahead.
I have one question for you. Can I attach electrical leads to my body so that I become the counter for you?
You're going to stump me, aren't you? I guess you could. I've never done it. I've never even attempted it. But I know it works when you touch an antenna. It certainly works 100% better on the receive end. So I guess it's possible.
Hey, it was just an idea because I saw the same thing when I grabbed my backpack. I can lower my SWR quite a bit. And I said, I'm grabbing it. And I'm like, wow, I just brought that down to like, 1.2 there. And I'm like, wow, maybe I should be the counterpoise. So I don't know what I got. And we may have to experiment with that. I don't know if there's an RF exposure problem in that or not. But that's all I got for you.
That would worry me too, David, because I'm going to tell you, I was already a transmit with the RF, and you might get bit as well. Well, I know this is not Mike. You will get bit. Go ahead.
Got to suffer through the pain. NY2MC.
Yeah, suffer through the pain. Glad that you were not me, Michi. Good evening to you and Meredith. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for adding the number. And I need to finish up some of the stuff here and say 7-3 all the way around. Good night.
Good night, John. We're backing in the back end of the driveway here. So, 7-3, NY7C, I'll be clear.
What are you doing, TTY, tonight? K5BBI.
I'm going in a little while, Frank. I need to go down and see the wife for a minute or two. I need to unlink this, and then I'll be up on there for a little bit.
Okay, I'll see you when I get home. We're going by about exit 12 now. So it'll be a few minutes before we're home. Okay, bye, BDI in the mobile.
Okay, Frank, very good. 7-3, we'll talk to you a little bit. And 2-DBD.
Frank, what are you guys going to do? RTTY?
Roger. Yeah, we are, Mike. You got it.
Then I tried DSK, but same difference, I guess.
Yeah, just a different click of the button on the program.
Roger that. So, anyways, I don't know if you guys are chasing these W1AWs, but they got Kiel Papa 4, Puerto Rico, Virginia, and Massachusetts on there. I've worked Virginia and Puerto Rico, but can't seem to find Mass on the air the times I want to get on and try to work them.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. Well, I was chasing the one calls, and I couldn't get nothing but threes.
I tried to look for you guys on when I was doing a portable over here in Vermont. Only one I worked out of the whole group here was Howard, N7SO.
Yep, he was down further. I tried, like I said, I was all over. I tried to find everybody. I couldn't even find him on PSK. I ended up getting to the three calls there. But now, I asked you this question before, but I'm going to ask you again. Are we going to get a QSL card back for when we send in, or are they just going to put it on the EQSL, or what?
Anything EQSL, logbook of the world. And you have to go to AWL's website. What you have to do is you have to fill out 5 cards, stick 5 cards in an envelope, direct it to the league, portable W1AW, portable operations, and if you have more than, one location in there, you have to put multiple on the dash multiple after designator, and then you have to send an SASE. So if you want a card, you have to send a card. Otherwise, you have to upload your log, the logbook of the world, and they will acknowledge them in there. But unless you physically send a card, I don't think you're going to get one back.
Well, I've sent 4 or 5 of them. That's why I'm just asking you. I hadn't seen anything yet, but as I'm contacting them, I'm sending in the cards. So I was just wondering if we were
going to
get them back.
Well, I guess so. So I got like 20 of them down there. So I've missed Hawaii in the first 2 weeks. I didn't even realize they're doing it. So I didn't even read my Q3 magazines. I just get them in the mail, throw them on the shelf, and guess I made the mistake of doing that. But hey, I'm going to bail out of here. So does this audio sound okay on this? I Well, this is the same headset I was used on an HF there. It's the Hyo Pro Elite.
You sound good, Mike. You sound like good. You sound like you're on HF, too.
Yeah, I'm just using it on VHF here. I don't use it on VHF, but I'm thinking this is going to be my new contest, VHF June and September contest headset. So, anyways, I'm going to bail out of here, go watch a little TV, and call it a night. So, 7-3, Frank, drive safe. AA1PR.
7-3, K5EVI.